With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. We've all known Sammy Glicks. There's one in your family or workplace right now. Overly ambitious, ruthless, amoral. Sammy Glick is the antagonist in Bud Schulberg's 1941 novel, What Makes Sammy Run? Schulberg notes that Sammy uses women for one purpose, to get ahead.
He leaves people as he moves up. He also, in a way, even moves up in steps of what he thinks the women can do for him.
Sammy Glick starts out as a cub reporter, then becomes a screenwriter who steals other people's screenplays, and finally maneuvers his way into becoming the head of a Hollywood studio. Bud Schulberg was 27 when What Makes Sammy Run was published over the objections of his father, B.P. Schulberg, head of production at Paramount Pictures.
My father had actually asked me in a letter not to publish the book. He thought the book would ruin me. He thought that I would never work again in Hollywood, that I'd be run out of town.
Bennett Cerf, head of Random House, which published What Makes Sammy Run, also had misgivings.
Bennett said, Bud, we will publish this book because we think that you're a very promising writer, and we think that you'll write other things after this, but don't plan to retire on this book because we've had only trouble with Hollywood novels. He had a theory that Hollywood novels don't sell.
What Makes Sammy Run is back in a 50th anniversary edition, which also contains the two original short stories from which the novel sprang. And Random House has also issued a new collection of short stories by Bud Schulberg. Love, Action, Laughter, and Other Sad Tales. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Bud Schulberg grew up a Hollywood prince.
As a kid, I could ride my bike right through those famous gates of Paramount Studio, play on the back lot.
For Bud's father, B.P. Schulberg, was head of production at Paramount. Schulberg made good use of his Hollywood background when in 1941 he published a classic novel of ruthless ambition, What Makes Sammy Run? The Hollywood establishment denounced the book, but so did the Communist Party, which accused Schulberg of failing to follow the communist line. Schulberg had been a youthful member of the party in the 30s at a time when membership appeared to be the right thing to do.
It seemed not only fashionable, it seemed logical.
But in the 1950s, Bud Schulberg turned his back on his former communist associates and identified 17 members before a House committee.
I thought the Communist Party had become a threat to the left wing and the labor movement that I believe in.
Exiled from Hollywood, Bud Schulberg continued to write successful novels, among them The Disenchanted, whose alcoholic F. Scott Fitzgerald character is actually a composite of three troubled writers. Bud recalls that as a student at Dartmouth, he met one of those writers at the train station.
John V. A. Weaver fell into my arms dead drunk, and I had to decide, what do I do now? What do I do? Do I take him across the street to the Coolidge Hotel, or do I take him up to Dartmouth in this condition?
Now in his mid-70s, Schulberg lives on Long Island. Random House has published a new collection of short stories by Bud Schulberg and a 50th anniversary edition of What Makes Sammy Run? Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A 50th anniversary edition of the Hollywood classic What Makes Sammy Run has focused renewed attention on author Bud Schulberg.
It's kind of full circle feeling for me that I should be back at Random House and that they should be republishing it now in this edition.
Bud Schulberg's screenplay On the Waterfront, a story of dockside corruption, won him an Oscar in 1954. But Schulberg says he and director Elia Kazan struggled with every studio in Hollywood before the film was produced.
Every studio who read that script turned it down. They not only turned it down, they insulted it.
Bud Schulberg later turned his screenplay into a novel.
It wasn't like a novelization, a word I hate, but it was an extension of the work I'd done on the waterfront.
Bud Schulberg has long been fascinated by boxing.
My father took me to fights at least twice a week. I got to know fighters. I got to like them a lot. I was struck by their sensitivity.
One of his best boxing tales is The Harder They Fall.
It's no accident that so many writers, whether it's Hemingway or Mailer or Nelson Algren, you can go down a long list of Jack London. So many writers have been attracted to fighters. I think there was some tie that they have, some bond.
Along with the new edition of What Makes Sammy Run, Random House has published a new collection of short stories by Bud Schulberg. Love, Action, Laughter, and Other Sad Tales.
Some of them I wrote very young. One was all the way back to an intercollegiate short story contest when I was at Dartmouth.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.